and the Hall of Famer, number 99, Dan
Without
Hampton.
Further ado, how about that build-up?
It's just, it's tough. You know, every time you talk to Spike, you know, it just kind of gets going a little bit. Hamp, I know that these are tough mornings, and this is three in a row, tough Monday mornings for us. And I believe on Friday that, let's see, I think you had the Bears winning. I believe Steve had the Bears winning, and I had to be the naysayer and say I thought the Vikings would win, and I'm not happy about being right at all.
Well, good morning. And, hey, by the way, it was really, really cool to hear from Spike. It's been many years since I've heard from him. He's having Christmas in Dixie, it looks like. So, hey, listen, I got to tell you, it is like everyone else. You know, you keep your fingers crossed. You keep saying, for the good of the program, we've got to find a way to break this streak of losing. And the Vikings were imminently beatable yesterday. They are not a great team, but nothing really sets the holiday spirit like going to Minnesota and getting your head caved in. But Teddy Bridgewater, I could see a lot of scenarios with Adrian Peterson and maybe this and that, but Teddy Bridgewater putting up five touchdowns against our defense. It's just, it's just one more reason to say, okay, all that good time, feel-good optimism we had back in October, November. I don't know. Are we running on fumes now or what?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of wonder about that. We talked last hour with Adam Hogue about this. I didn't sense as much lack of effort as lack of execution, but Pernell McPhee suggested otherwise. He said it really gets back to the way this team is practicing during the week. And you look at it, Hamp, and I think everybody was thinking after they beat Green Bay, okay, this is good. They're going to finish strong this year, have a good month of December, maybe make a run in a wild card spot. If they don't get there, at least they've shown improvement. Now, unless they win one of these two remaining games, they're going to end up 5-11 for the second year in a row. And I don't know how you measure improvement when you do that in back-to-back seasons.
Well, again, when the story of this season is told, it's going to be bizarre how we started out 0-3. By the way, you know, it's really curious how the head coach yesterday said, well, we've lost three in a row for the first time, when everybody in the NFL knows the Bears started 0-3. But it's almost like once we had gotten through that stretch early in the year, we had almost gained respectability. And it was almost like a new season and a rebirth. But you are what your record says you are. And right now, it says the Bears aren't very good. And I'll just tell you this. You know, everybody's kind of giving the Bears somewhat of a pass. And, well, we're playing hard. Playing hard don't cut the deal. I got to tell you, yesterday I talked a little bit about three facets of this team that are so disappointing. Number one, yeah, it's true. We are devoid of special talent. We've got some pretty good players. You know, Jay Cutler's played pretty well. Kyle Long, Slauson, maybe Forte, Alshon Jeffrey, the human tissue issue, if he ever plays. There's some guys that you could line up and play anybody in the NFL with. But the bottom line is we don't have enough on defense, maybe four quality starters. The second thing is the coaches. Ever since the win on Thanksgiving night up in Green Bay, it's almost like they checked out. Like the game plans, the schematic and emotional part of getting this team ready has not happened. The in-game adjustments that we saw earlier in October, November, we're not getting, you know. You got to find a way to make plays in a game. And whether it's by, you know, special efforts of the players or the coaches putting them in the situational spots where they could, you know, make a play with a blitz or an intercept or whatever, it's not happening. But the third thing that really gets me, and as you said, you think they're playing hard. They're not playing hard. You know, the way I watch an NFL game, I turn it on, and I watch how the secondary is tackling. If the secondary is coming up and really being forceful with their tackling, they're ready to play. If the offensive line is moving people and knocking folks around, that's a team that's ready. Now, maybe they're not moving the ball. Maybe they're not catching the passes. But, man, they're going to be okay because they've got that part. The motor's running. Well, the last 3 weeks, none of that has been, you know, visible. And that has to go back to John Fox. And, you know, this is the buyer beware tag with him that we talked about all season. Hey, you know, he's got credentials, but there's points in the season where the team will go, you know, brain dead and go to sleep, and nobody gets it started again, and it looks like we're in one of those spots.
Hamp, hang on. We're going to get Mary's traffic in here, and then I want to get Kevin in here as well. Hampton, Dan Hampton, the Hall of Famer, with us here on a Monday morning on WGN.